This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably. What up, Hot Breathiverse? Yeah, we back. Type 5 Podcast. Every Wednesday we're dropping these. This one comes by request. A lot of you have been reaching out, giving me feedback, and I appreciate it. And some of you even mentioned, yo, it's cool that you have headliners and, you know, more touring around comics, but maybe it'd be cool to showcase some newer comics as well and give their perspective. So, you asked for it, you're getting it. Today's, I gotta say's, is a winner. This lady actually, she's a Joel Byers comedy class alum. This was her first evening ever hosting a show, so I was actually able to capture it. Her name is Olivia Steele. She's super new to comedy, and she got to host for her first time ever, so she goes into detail on how she was able to even book it, and then the positive and the negative of it all. You know, comedy is a grind, and it's completely unpredictable, and no two shows are the same, and that's what was exciting about getting to interview her after there was another spot in here in Atlanta called Cat's Cafe I'll frequently hit up, and including where she hosted Urban Grind, I'll usually go on Tuesdays as well, which is all part of the grind. But I think this will be an added perspective for you, Hot Brethren and Sistern out there. I hope you do find it helpful and insightful, and please keep sharing the feedback. If you like it, let me know. Hot Breath Pod is all the social media. But if you're listening to the Type Fives, you know the deal, all right? So if you haven't listened to Monday's episode yet with Nick Gibbons, this dude is not only a creative director, editor, but he also has his own show all over at Adult Swim. So that episode really gives a nice behind-the-scenes look at the pirate ship that is Adult Swim, but also just the infrastructure behind the insanity. And he has a lot of good tips on creativity and just work ethic and workflow. And really, it's in the first 3 days of its release, it's one of our highest listened to yet. So thank you so much as we continue to grow here. It's very exciting. Another big exciting thing we have here is the Hot Breath Shop is now up and running. So if you go in the show notes, there'll be a link to where you can get hoodies or t-shirt or stickers or socks. My man Steve Rivera actually already picked up a pair of socks. So holidays are coming up. If you're looking to, get some Hot Breath swag, holla at your boy. It'll be linked in the show notes. But now that we have said all that, let's get into the Tight Five. Thanks for hanging out. Keep grinding out there, kids. And enjoy. All right. Nope. Tight Five Podcast. We're here with Olivia. Olivia Still. Steele? Olivia Steele. Okay, you hosted your first show tonight, right?
I did.
Tell the people how it went. Or what did you learn
I think I did pretty okay.
Okay.
But if you've never been to an open mic, even though I feel like the people that disrespected me in the mic tonight are seasoned open micers.
People disrespected you? Let's get this light going too. Okay, that light's way better.
Well, okay, so the first guy roasted me, but it wasn't really a roast. It was just very unfunny. So I didn't know how mean I should be back.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if I should be roasting other open micers.
At an open mic?
At an open mic.
Of just open micers?
Of just open micers. I was like, it's not worth the effort.
So how did you even book this gig?
AK just asked me. But I think it's because I go every week and I stay for people's sets. So,
and what was your overall first time hosting? Hosting is really difficult. It's a very underappreciated skill set. So, like, what were some of the surprises of it?
So, when I first went in, I was planning to do 5 minutes at the top, but everybody told me I need to do more. So I did like 12 minutes. I did 12 minutes.
Whoa.
I did 12 minutes. Uh-huh. Not prepared material. I did pretty much everything in the back of my book that I just haven't got to. I was like, we are just going in with this today.
And like intros, did you find those to be difficult?
No, because I knew everybody.
Oh, okay. So for a comedian that may want to host their own show, it sounds like just be around first.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Because how long have you been doing comedy?
3 months.
3 months?
3 months.
And you're host, and you got to host the show?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Just fast track. But you got it from being there every week?
Yes.
And being cool with the host and staying?
Yes. Yeah. And supporting everybody else.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you want to do it again?
Yes.
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 Any major lessons you can share from hosting tonight besides getting roasted?
Getting roasted and then just thinking of like rules I didn't even know exist, like don't stand on top of the couch.
Oh, did you stand on the couch?
I didn't stand on the couch. Someone else stood on a couch.
Oh, this sounds like a
zoo. Not naming names, but someone else stood on the couch.
This sounds like a zoo.
It was a zoo. It got out of hand.
Oh my gosh.
It got out of hand.
You're the host.
Yeah. So that's one takeaway is I just need to cut people off early.
Yeah. Ty Five Podcast. What's good, man? Yeah, Hot Brethren right here.
That's right.
B-Mac. All right. Okay, sorry. We had a cameo there.
That's fine. That's
so are you going to think about hosting your own show? Have you thought about that?
Yes.
All right, what are you doing to make that happen?
Nothing.
Did you follow up with AK thanking him for letting you host?
Yes. That was the first thing I did.
Ooh.
After I sent him the picture of the person on the couch. Yeah.
Okay. It doesn't sound like you had fun.
No, like I said, I had fun.
Okay.
But other open micers, I feel like, need to, I guess, learn etiquette.
Etiquette's
like basic
a big one.
Etiquette.
Yes.
Basic etiquette.
Because a lot of us are just animals. And you being 3 months in, a lot of people that listen to this and watch this are newer to comedy as well. So maybe, do you have any, I don't know, insight or anything you've learned? I mean, I think that's a big one as far as just etiquette and just being a good person. Is there anything else you've picked up on in just 3 months?
Just go, not, I go out pretty much every night. Even if I'm not going up, I still go out. Like I'm here tonight at Cats. I do not plan to go up, but.
No, she won't. She won't go up. I vouched for her one time and then.
So now I'm just trying to save face and I show up every week. Just to let them know that I'm a comic, and I do that other places. I don't want people to ever guess what I am, so I go and support other people. I think that's a huge thing.
Just being around, I've heard, is a big thing younger comics especially can do.
Yeah, so even if you're not going up, like I know people go up like 4 or 5 times on Tuesday, so I usually go up maybe once or twice and then just stick around.
Facts. That's a young comic sticking around. That's exactly what you got to do. Yeah. Well, let these other comics, let them know where they can keep up with you and maybe see the photo of the dude on the couch.
You can follow me on Instagram. My Instagram is live, L-I-V-E, _ still, S-T-I-L-L.
Perfect. All right, Olivia Still. Still.
Steel. That's probably where you got it
it's
from.
It's spelled Still.
That, yeah.
Oh, it
it's
is?
It's Steel.
It's Steel. All right. Thanks. Thanks, Olivia.
Thank you, Joel.
Boom.
Boom. That noise at the beginning, by the way, was me dropping my phone, in case you didn't pick up on that. But I hope this inspires you to maybe go out and pursue your own hosting gig. I have to say, just really quick here in the outro, hosting has taught me more than anything else in comedy in terms of the stage, developing your voice, developing comfort, developing a rapport with the audience. It really is an extremely, extremely, extremely valuable tool that I think not only is good for your performance piece, but also the networking piece. Hosting a show is a great way to, you know, meet other comics, meet other bookers, really leverage your show into getting on other shows. I can't stress enough how valuable it is to host. I hosted my show here in Decatur, Georgia for almost 8 years. They got new owners and new management and decided to shift the whole focus of the venue. So now we don't even do the show anymore. But that now frees up time to do things like this. So it's all good. It was a very valuable experience. I highly recommend, if you're looking to kind of shake it up a little bit and kind of take your comedy to the next level, hosting. Even if it's not your own show, like this show Olivia hosted, who is extremely funny, by the way. I will link her social media in the show notes. You should definitely keep up with her. She's super young in the game, but she is super funny and has a lot of potential for sure.
So definitely support her. Support everyone in this community. Go on Facebook. I created a Facebook group called the Hot Breath Comedy Network. Check it out. Join up. Start interacting with each other and really help build this community that is the major goal of all of this. So all that being said, I hope this inspired you to keep out on the grind and maybe host a show for yourself. And that is really it. You know, I don't know how much to go in and out of these intros and outros. I don't know how much you want to hear or not. A lot of you are saying, hey, make it more personal, Joel. We want to hear more about you. So that's what I'm trying to do now with these intros and outros. So I hope this is at least moving in that direction. I don't know, but I'm having fun doing it. So as long as you're having fun listening, we'll keep doing it. And as long as you're learning, we'll keep teaching. So thank you so much, Hot Brother and Sister, for hanging out. Remember, the Hot Breath Shop, it is now live just in time for the holidays. So it's going to be linked in the show notes if you want to go over and maybe pick up a Hot Breath shirt you see me wearing in all the interviews. Or, you know, I don't know, there's a pair of socks, there's stickers, you know, just go check it out. But all that being said, if you're listening to this, then I appreciate you, and I appreciate your commitment to comedy and the grind that it is. So keep grinding out there, Hot Brother and Sister, and we'll be back.
Hot Breath. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.